when Miss Gray was there, like, feel me, I would go meet her and shit. And then, like, the day she wasn't there, yeah, I would go up there, and feel me, it would be, like, the security and shit. And then one day, security was like, "Oh, you're not allowed to be on the premises." I was like, "Nigga, what? I'm alumni." And it was like, "Oh, yeah, we just got this word where that, you feel me, you're not allowed." I was like,
"Podcast on you?"
Yeah, yeah, the podcast on.
Go,
what
sure.
the fuck? Yeah, but online is just fucking bullshit, bro. Like,
all right, we're on the podcast, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, do your intros, buddy.
That was it. You guys have to do the intro. Miso, we got Miso here.
Yeah, checking in.
Checking in. And then Kev. My boy Mike.
Mike, what's happening?
You guys have to do your own intros, dog.
Oh, we do. What's up, everybody? It's Dev.
What's up with y'all? It's K1NGSAM, man. King Sam, how you doing?
You guys have to say your social medias.
My social media?
On everything, you know?
Nah, you gotta do all that.
What's good? It's Mike. Mike M316.
Oh, shit.
On everything?
On everything.
On something.
That shit don't mean.
K1 Loud.
On LinkedIn, on everything.
You know, it's your boy Tap In With Me, so you know, you can find me on the gram, find me on Twitter.
All right, well, we're back to Cal Mary time. All right, let's tell the full story. You remember?
The Cal Mary time adventures?
Yeah, the Cal Mary time adventures.
Featuring Crazy Quick and a couple other special guests. But yeah, go ahead.
All right, so what was that morning like? I woke up, and then I was like...
No.
Who had the drill? It was your drill, right? Because you had the drill.
Yeah. But you got it from Jay. You gotta explain like what, like, give me a brief little.
Nah.
What happened? Nah. You just gonna talk about it? You're not gonna tell them like what happened?
Podcast, right? Dog. You gotta, huh? Yeah.
You're not gonna tell them anything. You just gonna talk about what happened?
We go how Jesus go.
All right, go. What's your intro?
I'm just gonna say like, bro, we were at a summer camp, and you feel me?
Go on.
This is the story of how we almost got caught smoking weed in the morning. Feel me, at summer camp, but we survived.
We got paid.
Wanamaker,
that's his name?
Yeah. All right. So he gave the intro. All right, so what? So it was your drill, right? You got it from Jay or something, right? Or from me?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, lucky we went like dumb kids, bro.
Let me get closer
to this. Yeah, but Charlie, but that nigga was...
Alright. So how did that morning go from recollection?
So I got the draw. I was like, alright, but we're gonna go smoke tomorrow in the morning. Yeah, so it was good. And then so we rolled up. It's rolled.
Oh shit, was that
but just tell that when you're rolling at night or that day. Was the night before, right?
Yeah.
When you sprayed and then Eddie sprayed it with Febreze.
Bruh. Yeah,
bro. All right, so tell that story.
Here's the rule. I'm rolling. A little Swisher Sweet. Shout out Swisher Sweet. Sponsor the kid. But anyways. But my, so you remember the story, bro?
He wasn't there for the rolling.
Are you wasn't there for the rolling, bro?
I wasn't there
because
I was
asleep. Come on, what? We was at CMA, right? We was rolling. That's like,
it's
on cap. Get it?
I was just wondering.
You gotta
relax.
Alright, but we was in my room rolling. Me and Eddie. And I don't know if Miso was there. We was rolling.
I was there though.
And then.
I don't never go to First Friday. I'm just saying. Hey,
that's what was thinking, bro. I'm like, alright, I finished rolling. I'm like, alright, Eddie, bro. Spray some Febreze. This nigga said.
No. No, this is how it happened. Let me tell you how it happened. I remember it. So somebody was knocking at the door. And then we got hella scared, and Andy just started spraying hella, and this nigga just sprayed the fucking wood, the blood. With Febreze. Hell of it. Oh, shit, we still smoked that one, though, I think.
For sure, I think we did.
And then the next day, that's when we almost got caught. So you can continue from there.
It's upstairs, right?
But you could take off with that one. When we was just
you want me to tell the story?
Yeah, we were just smoking.
The whole point. I think I've told this story.
And y'all dipped out early in the morning.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Because I went to go take a leak, and I was like, what the fuck is Andy?
The craziest thing is we seen the Asian guy, the soccer guy.
Yeah, John.
John. Out there, just kicking just balls. Kick yes, bro. Out there really working on his game.
I feel like he was getting high over there.
Remember when I dropped him? Yeah, I remember that. But yeah, that's crazy. I woke up, and you see Andy. I was like, oh, man, it's like 6 in the morning or some shit.
Yeah.
Andy's like, all right,
whatever. He's trying to get a little run. But then, so we go. We try to find the highest peak or whatever. Like the highest part of the thing.
Yeah.
And that's where we could see the field and shit. And we seen John. just in the field kicking the ball. And then we started smoking the blunt, right? And then I think I remember a truck passed by.
What are you talking about?
I don't even remember. He was a...
I think I remember a truck passing by, and that's who I think snitched on us.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
You think?
What? Yeah.
Bro, I was fucking on
the... Bro, I should always in the fucking cuts, bro.
I know, but I seen a truck literally pass by us hella slow.
Hella slow?
It looked like a work truck.
I remember. I remember. But not hella slow.
He was driving pretty cool.
Yeah, he used to be playing with Tig?
But that was the only car we seen, right?
He was like, hey, what do you say? One Asian guy and three black guys?
All right, let's tell the story, though.
So I think, I can't believe it. Okay, who was it?
Huh? That was the first time you it was me, Andy, and Miso.
Miso, okay.
Us four.
You know Shane, though?
So two Mexicans, an Asian, and a black
they got,
dude.
They got their
that's right, the right,
actor. All wrong.
Tell, tell the story.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, because we
so then we like, and then they told us, like, but Lee can't, I'm eating breakfast, but having a good time, bro. Some niggas, some eggs. Bacon, I was just chowing. This thing came. I'm loaded too, mind you. I'm loaded, so I'm just chowing, blasted munchies, and I'm fucking. Boy, he's going in. This nigga Lee catching me. He's like, "Hey, blood."
I saw him at like Walmart or something.
Niggas told me that they saw Asian niggas and three black niggas smoking weed, and they said, "You're the Asian nigga." I was like, "Bro, what the fuck?"
Hey, 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 for reference, if you knew how Danny used his beanie. When he was at Cal Maritime, you knew he was a hood guy. He's the only hood Asian thing. Guy there.
So I had a little drip back then, a little drip. But anyway.
He wore it like he was from New York in the 90s.
Straight drip.
I was surprised he didn't have no Tims.
I was ahead of my time.
And then he wore his hoodie with one sleeve out. One sleeve in. Like, he's from New York.
One sleeve out. What? But anyways, bro. So he's like, bro. Nah, I don't even remember. I'm loaded right now.
Let's leave in, let's leave out.
But we'll just give the benefit of a doubt because I don't even remember. But alright, so anyways, he told me, I was like, bro, what he said it was me. He's like, bro. He's like, bro, yeah, I think that might be ugly on you. I was like, bro, I got the drone in my fucking dorm right now. He's like, go, bro, go get that shit to Jay. He'll hold it for you. I was like, fuck, alright. So now I'm running up the stairs.
These stairs are like a mile and a half long.
Hella flights.
Hella steep.
But up and down is a workout.
Describe the stairs.
The stairs would take Usain Bolt 5 minutes to get past. That, like, those are the type of stairs. They take forever for any normal person to get over. So if Danny was running up, he has to have been running up for at least 2 minutes. Yak?
I was, huh? It was a light.
Like kabobble.
But I just had a full meal, bro. These niggas made me do a hell of shit. I was like, oh, like fuck,
in his slippers, too. Right, you know Danny in his slippers.
Let's start, bro. At the boot camp.
You know how Danny runs?
Yeah.
Speaking of yak, we need to invite Adrian on
this. W early in the morning, right? And we got, and apparently somebody saw us. And then my nigga, Lee, right? He told her, he was like, bro. They saw an Asian guy and three black guys, bro. It was me, Andy, Chewy, and Miso.
Two Mexican guys, a black guy, and an Asian guy.
Black guy. I was like, and then Lee said, "Bro, they said you're the nigga." I was like, "What?" I was like, "But it was like four Asian dudes there.
They couldn't ID all of them.
It was like four Asian dudes out there.
So they write it out
on
their own.
It was me, bro."
But Danny dressed like Nas in the 90s, though, back then.
Wow, ahead of my time.
Oh, you're behind your time, actually.
Right, not anymore.
But anyway, so I guess that is confirmed by two niggas, I guess. But, bro, so he told me, he was like, yeah, and I was like, I told him I had to weed in my dorm.
You told Lee?
Yeah. And he was like, but just go get that shit to Jay, because he'll hold it. I was like, all right. So I'm just a fool of running up some stairs, bro. Like, and these stairs, you got to understand, damn. These are hella flights.
All right, describe it to me so you can see them.
Bro, the stairs is like basically... Nigga,
how far? Like,
I would say like, bro, four floors. Bro, feel me, of like, from your house.
Bro, like, hella, like, long stairs. Yeah, like, not
the stairs.
Not no short steps, but like at least 40 steps.
And it was steep. Yeah, it was pretty steep.
I mean,
like, you know how niggas live on a hill? It's like, imagine walking up to that hill.
Exactly.
Where the niggas live. Like, yeah. You know,
like the stairs would make Lizzo.
That's a terrible.
Niggas that live on the hills.
You know, you know the guy that lives in it? Imagine like climbing.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's how it is. Niggas that live in the hills, they're there to get up there and just like sneak.
It's definitely a hill, bro.
Drive up the hill.
Cause it's like, but like this the base, and then it's like a hill, and then this is the next, like you feel me, the dorms, bro.
Okay, it's like a fucking hill.
It's a hike with stairs.
It's like
damn near you'll burn everything you eat in the morning if you just do that exercise, bro.
Fuck you. All right, keep on telling the story. So you get to your room
halfway there. I did a look.
Danny kebabbles like twice a week and sends it to us on Snapchat for some reason.
Oh my god, it was one time.
But yeah, the stairs is crazy.
And then the second time, I gave that motherfucker the J, bro.
But I get that motherfucker to Jay, and then we run back down. We do it today, bro. And then they start calling niggas in, bro. They call me in, bro.
I think Danny told us. Maybe Danny was the one. No, didn't they bring us all in a room?
They brought me in. They said they brought me in, bro.
They didn't bring me in.
No, at first we told Mike. It was Asian.
I just remember me and Andy. Because
there's like three black dudes there.
Because remember, we talked about it when we got back.
Yeah.
And then that's when we had our meeting.
Exactly. But it was only like three or four.
All right, let me tell my...
So this nigga Mark thought they said it was him, bro. So he was hot. All right.
Let's just tell the story about the meeting, though. So we're there, and they're talking about it, and like, yeah, we got reports of three black guys and an Asian guy. And me and Andy literally, without hesitation, stared at each other, and were just like...
He's like, really?
So
they called me in. I'm talking to Robert. He's like, we got a report that you were smoking weed. Da 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 da.
Robert can't
like,
spill.
I was like, what? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he was like, I could get the dude to come ID you. I'm like, alright, tell him to come. And he was like, and then he just looked at me for me. He was like, alright, so this was gonna happen. I don't wanna hear this shit happen again. Just go.
Oh yeah, I remember telling him that after that. He's like, bro, just don't let it happen again.
Because he talked to us about that.
All right, who did he talk to? You two, me, something?
I think he talked to us in like groups, bro.
Yeah, I think he might talk to us.
But I was one on one with this nigga. What the fuck?
When he said that, when he said three black men, I was like, hey, how about me? I was like, man.
What made him think we're me and Andy?
I was like, man, at that time, I was asleep, man. I don't know about you.
I got proof. I got paperwork.
I had a little fake ass out, but I was asleep, right? But then when I woke up that day, I was like, damn, Andy in here. I don't know why. And then after I got the meeting with Rob, I was like, oh, Andy fucked up. I was like, Andy.
What the fuck is my roommate?
Hey, but we got saved because they didn't even question me and Andy.
You were Chewy?
I swear you were Chewy. That's just hella funny.
But then he got the solo.
All right, next story. All right, next story. So how Danny got his solo room? You have to tell this.
All right, so we got a.
Listen to the story, bro.
All right, so I was dorming with a rando, bro, a white dude. You feel me? A little white,
and tell him what he did in your sleep.
Weird preppy.
Yeah, like you look like a little prep school kid. You feel me? Look like he a little chubby, little funny looking dude. But when I go to sleep, I just have the phone next to me slapping some music, bro. Why this nigga? Turn my music off, bro.
No, he was just staring at me.
When I'm asleep, so I remember, right? The next day, he's like, I woke up, bro. The next day, he's like, hey, you spent your music last night, and I had to turn it off. I was like, what the fuck, man?
You playing your music loud, and I had to turn it off.
But I like through your headphones?
But nah, I just had to slap it. Like, not slap it, but like.
Disrespectful. That's disrespectful.
I mean, you said that, right?
But just know, nigga, I owned that room. Yeah. They was just there renting it. I was there for real.
I remember last time, I remember when he was still there and you would complain to us about him. We would just make fun of you and shit.
I'm like, bro, this weird ass nigga, bro. He was weird shit.
Yeah, it was weird.
But then, hey, so we went out for like an event or something. I don't remember what we did.
4th of July.
Oh, 4th of July. We went out for
4th. Was that early?
Bro, stupid. But 4th of July, bro. So we out here having doing our own shit, having fun. And then we heard, hey. I was like, ooh, shit, what the fuck's going on? We went over there. I'm cool. We went over there, bro. And then we was like, we was like, what the fuck happened, bro? He was like, but this nigga Colin just.
No, I was there.
What's her name? What's her name?
So look, this is. Let me tell you what I saw.
What's his name?
Okay.
Huh? I mean, what's her name? The girl.
I don't remember. Someone with a K. Yeah, someone with a K. Look.
Who?
Me and Misa right here.
She kind of ish, bitch.
Did she have the glasses?
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, we just talk about that.
Vacheca.
Not with a K.
Vacheca.
All right. So,
okay, the memory is powerful. Right.
I know. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's
no. Tell you what I remember. The black RA.
The bitch
with the booty.
She was a bitch. The booty. The Melanie.
Oh yeah!
You remember when we went swimming?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Hey, all right. Bro. We're back. All right.
Hey, cakes. Cakes.
Huh? All right. Let's go back. Let's back to the story, but
she was, bro.
She was bitch, bro. All
right.
She wasn't getting no dick.
She wasn't the worst one though. She wasn't the worst one.
All right.
The white bitch was the worst one.
Yeah, she was a douche.
The douche. I'd be mad if I had no lips either.
The chewy stopper.
She was a douche. All right. So we're back. All right. So we're talking. Danny's roommate. Alright, so this is what I seen, right? Look, so I was right there just chilling, right? And I just hear her scream, like, ah, alright? And then I just see freaking, I think Jay push him off or whatever. And then, like, what the fuck? And then, like, give a check or whatever, bring her to the side or whatever. And then, because I think one of them was trying to clap those, right? Was it Jay?
Give it out.
But then, and then Jay told me, yeah, he just ran up and get one of these. I was like, what? And then I was like, whoa.
Got it. I think those.
And then I think they didn't tell anybody and he was trying to bullshit, right? What did he tell you he was leaving for?
Bro, he said, I think he said, I'm feeling homesick or something. And I'm gonna go home to my parents or something like that, bro. Also, you feel me shit. And I was like, hey, it's good. See ya. See ya.
Hey, he was straight. He had to run to the neck. Nobody else was coming in, so he was good.
I said, I need those. Wow. I'm so weak. He was a real savage.
It's crazy. You know, he probably went home with no record, no nothing. But if I did that to somebody, what?
Hey, I need those.
I've been about 7 years.
Yeah, they shipped your ass first class.
San Quentin. First class.
Hey. First, bro. That food at Cal Ranch time was smacked.
That shit was smacked.
Especially when we 16, we ain't got no standards. So yeah. We see some burgers and shit.
I remember this nigga.
Tater tots.
Burgers and tater tots.
You don't like tater tots? Everybody loves it.
Every time he was like, yep, I need those tater tots.
Tater tot king.
I need those. And then it put me on.
Tater tots are delicious, dog.
King of the tots.
That shit was just hella funny.
King of the tots. I
remember that shit like.
Like, every breakfast, I was like,
yeah, with the tater tots.
Let me get some of them. A little
breakfast,
sausage.
Lunch, and dinner, right?
Huh? Yeah. Lunch and dinner.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right?
Yeah, because we stayed there.
Yeah, I was supposed to stay with there, but I told Dan, bro, let's go to that motherfucker, bro. I told Kayla, Porsche,
look,
I told Mike. I was telling
you guys this. Miss Lay told me about it, right? She was like, hey, you should go to this Cal Maritime thing. I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm busy in the summer. And then she's like, but you get paid. I was like, wait, what is that again?
Yeah, when she said it.
She's like, yeah, there's a meeting today. Yeah. I was like, where?
And then
like, how much money? And she's like, I'm not sure. And then they.
Like they would tell me. I think I was one of the last to go, and I was like, "Man, I ain't going." And then she was like,
"Nobody even tell me."
She was like, "Danny in there, Kayla in there, Jesus in there, Andy in there." I told you, bro. I was like, "Damn, let's go, let's do this."
Tell me that
bullshit. Because that was one of the first.
Respectful motherfucker, gonna say he did.
That was one of the first people I called. I was like, "Damn,
oh my god."
Honestly, I joked. I just because she was like, "Yeah, this money," and I was like,
"She was like, she's like, oh, the class you take is gonna be like towards your credit." And I was like,
"And remember, she lied like a motherfucker."
I didn't. I didn't give a fuck about that shit. I was like, money.
I was like,
yeah, the money shit.
I was like, for going to class.
The money shit was joked, but that's about it.
Money shit was amazing, though. Yeah, yeah.
They said it was 150 at first, but then they upped it to 200. Big facts. I was happy with it. Let's tell the story how Mike left me in Santa Cruz for dead. Whip is in there. I'm like, bro, I was whipping in there. I'm like,
I got D's in math. And it was over.
They took that nigga resident acceptance.
Took everything.
But and I was
in July.
Me and him was supposed to dorm together, and we supposed to start hitting the gym. But we about to be in the lab. We about to be on hell.
You would have been going to Santa Cruz.
I failed.
We was trying to dorm and everything. Bro.
But that was Miss Later. I failed pre-cal my first semester, and she was like. In November, in October, I'm like, I hit her like, hey, Miss Lee, I'm about to fail this motherfucker. I'm gonna tell you right now. And she's like, it's all right, it's good if you fail, but you pass the next semester, you'll be able to still go to all your schools. I was like, even Santa Cruz? She was like, yeah, Santa Cruz. I was like, cool. I get the D, right? So I got the D, right? First mistake. First mistake, I got the D. Oh, come on, I got the D in the class.
Like dog fingers.
I got a failing grade in the class.
There you go.
And then she was like, I showed her the failing grade. She was like, yo, it's cool. And I was like, all right, so I get to see in the next semester. So I'm thinking Santa Cruz, everything's sweet. I get an email like December, like July 15th.
It was like,
we regret to inform you. You know, your admissions has been denied because you failed this class. Pre-calculus, honors, whatever, shit like that. I was like, what? Almost crying like
and
a bitch.
They're racist, bro.
Yeah, I'm a racist.
I wrote them that appeal letter. She was like, nah, bitch.
You did?
I wrote an appeal letter. She was like, nah, still. You want to
hear the story of how I saved Andy's... Andy happened the same thing, but he was failing art. And then one time he was like, I guess the teacher asked him to draw something, and I drew it for him.
And you got an A?
Yeah.
We was in the gym. Tell us a story about how you had saw Dev in the dorm room and he was just playing 2K.
Wait, what you doing now?
He walked up in the dorm room, he was playing 2K, man.
With no shirt on.
We probably didn't take a shower for like 2 days. We just playing 2K.
It's in there, bud. That y'all lived on the third floor too, right?
Yeah.
For real, that shit was the fucking dorms is fucking crazy.
Out there. Are you going early or?
Sack story.
Wasn't Nick swinging at something at the well or whatever?
Oh, bro, the fucking well. Bruh. So that's just like, nigga, the basketball court, but that's just like a popular ass like sporting facility for SAC, bro.
The whale,
fucking B Dot came there one day, but that nigga he was like, oh, this is one of the schools I'm going to. That nigga showed up and got dapped him up everything. I'm like, you ain't gonna guard me. Nigga. But nah, I didn't play with him, but
yeah, he's so weak.
Huh? Fucking beat out, nigga, walking in there, dunking and shit.
Can we go back to the Cal Maritime too for a second?
What?
How Miso got dropped?
Who ain't dropped by?
Oh my god!
I ain't gonna lie, that was that real.
Like, sit down.
That nigga was a college player though.
He said, college player. He drove.
Five, six college player.
That's what Beast said.
So you know the nigga's the shiftiest.
That's what Beast said.
If he's 5'5 and he plays college, you feel me? Then we gotta watch out.
Straight on the backbone.
Huh? I sat down? Oh, yeah, yeah.
He just took a seat. Like,
I tried to really do that defensive stand, and then he shifted left.
I never got caught like that before. I was like,
whatever. This nigga juicing it. He's juicing it. But I done seen plenty of niggas fall worse than that.
He just sat him down. He's like...
He just like for me, the in and out was just so like I ain't never seen that shit.
In and out.
Well, like that tall nigga, like, bro. Tall nigga, and just laid my ass down.
Facts.
That was a KD ass nigga, bro. That nigga was crossing the ball into my hand, bro. And like I had that motherfucking steal, bro. And like when I reached, bro, the ball wasn't there, bro.
Remember the nigga, the white boy?
Though,
remember the white nigga that was shooting from anywhere in the gym? Yeah, we was fucking practicing in the gym. Me and Dale, we just go fucking hoop. And this nigga came in. I don't know if this nigga was exchange student or not, but he was literally 5'5". Lights out, bro. Like, he was like, I'm finna make this shot.
I used to take hella money from me.
Dude.
I used to take hella money
from me. Oh, yeah, I used to bet?
You guys,
I'm up one.
I don't know about that.
I
probably lost, like, one or twice.
Hell no.
You got the point. If we go check, I afford it for
you. Oh. We used to bet, yeah. We used to bet the fool, yeah. Tally.
With threes, though. With threes.
Yeah, with threes. With threes.
I used to beat his ass, boy.
Huh, I'm roughing his ass.
He's not teeth.
He couldn't shoot, buddy. Back
who couldn't shoot?
Miso couldn't shoot.
Miso can't play basketball.
Hey, just know.
He be trying.
You say that.
I'll be hitting something.
When are you about to go hoop?
That's okay. At the rack, he money at the
when you about to go hoop?
Didn't Nick get into a fight at the
when you about to go hoop? I think...
Nick done got into plenty of fights, but...
I
can't really tell a story because I don't really remember.
We were
I just know that... Nick was the type of nigga that like.
But
you feel me?
All right, so my nigga Nick, I just what he told me. This is what he told me.
Yeah.
White bro. So his boy, but we was on the bike, we was playing Fortnite. I was like, and he just hopped on, and then he hit me. I was like, how are y'all? I was like, damn, where you coming from? He's like, bro, I was just out the well. I was like, oh, you was hooping? He's like, yeah.
Oh,
so he's like, yeah, I was hooping, bro. And then, bro, I try to like go up with this nigga, but he hacked me, and I just stuck him.
Yeah,
I was like,
he was like, fuck that.
Yeah, I just stuck him. I was like, God, okay, all right.
Nick, get you this. Bro. Nick be trying to play aggressive, like even he don't let niggas bully him.
He's like, I just stuck him. I was like, God, damn. No, he just stuck him. Not even talking. No talk. Action.
You remember when Miso got socked the same way?
And Andy got rocked the safe. Let him tell you a story.
He's better off.
So, bro, let me tell you this. Fucked up, pack and save.
That was a second punch.
Bro, so I'm fucking working at pack and save, right? And I'm doing a self checkout. So, nigga, self checkout is six fucking lanes. This was probably 2 years ago.
Okay.
2017,
2018. I swear, like three.
Okay, you can say 2017. Anyway, I'm watching the self-checkout, right? And then, so, it's the self-checkout is in front of you, right? And then if I look, like, through me, like, 11 o'clock, like, to the left, there's the alcohol section.
Yeah.
So, I'm just minding my business, right? And then, I guess I just, my eyes just wander. So, I look over, just, like, I scan the room, and I see a nigga. I see a nigga, I see a nigga just standing there, but he just like looking just hella mean. So you feel me? You just make eye contact real quick, and then I looked away because I was like, oh shit, like, you know, it's just hella weird. Hella weird. So I looked away.
He's like this.
Yeah, like that nigga was, he know he was doing something wrong, and then you feel me? Somebody looked at him, and then he like got caught. So then I looked away, bruh, and then. Like 30 seconds later, he walks up to me, bro, and then I look up. I'm like, "You need help?" And he was like, "Bro, I saw you looking at me, bro." And I'm like, "What you mean?" He's like, "Why you watching me?" Something. I'm like, bro, I was not watching, bro. I was just looking around. And he's like, "Nigga, I will beat your ass right now." I was just like, in my mind, I just couldn't process what the fuck he was saying. Like, I was like, whoa, bro. Don't do this, bro. I was like, chill out, bro. And nigga just socked me, bro. Like dead ass just hit me in my face, and I was like. Oh hell no! I swear, he was doing no plan.
Yeah,
then I just got back on his ass, and then bro, they just broke it up.
I know. Tell the story.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you. So we broke the fight up, right?
Yeah.
And Andy was our manager, bro. The nigga who works here, who lives out here. He's kind of a buff dude. He was the manager at the time.
Nah, he a big nigga back then, too.
He's kind of big, right? Listen. So, bro, the manager took this nigga outside. The nigga who hit me, right, took this nigga outside, was talking to him, right, and just trying to figure out what happened. And the nigga sucker punches Andy, bro. Socks this nigga in the face. With a ring on his finger, though, bro.
Give it to everybody, bro.
Hit this nigga with the ring finger. And I'm talking about, bro. He busted his whole shit up.
Can you describe the guy?
A low dude.
Low, like Kevin Hart looking ass nigga, bro. Yeah, like,
he was just acting.
But like, bro, it was just so crazy because like he socked me and then it was like we fought for a second, broke it up. I'm hella mad in the store. I'm like, man, I'm just like, I'm ready to go outside and just fight. Like, fuck the Jonathan, fight this nigga, bro. Like, this nigga got me fucked up. You feel me? And then, so I'm just like, I'm still where I'm at and I'm watching outside because I'm just trying to see like what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And bro, just Andy is just talking to him. He's like, bro, something that's not cool. And bro, this nigga just.
It just stuck
out there. Bow! And he's big as fuck. Like, yeah, Andy's like this.
Bro. Like, he ate it. And then,
as soon as I see that, I'm like, shit. And I run outside, right?
He had crackhead powers. He was good. If he took that punch, he was good.
So we ran outside. I ran outside, right? Andy fucking tackles this nigga down. And then in my mind, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm finna beat this nigga. Because he hold him down. So I ran up, nigga, socked that nigga. Start stomping that nigga out. Nigga, customer's like, why are y'all doing that to him? I'm like, y'all don't even know what this nigga just did. And then it was like, you Cause you know when people just come up and see shit, they automatically think like, "Oh, y'all are doing."
Yeah.
I'm like, this nigga just socked me in my face. Ooh, we beat this nigga.
I'm like, God. And nigga Andy came back bleeding, bro.
Yeah, then Andy's face was all busted up. Like, feel me? Like his eye was like
a little ring on the
just dripping. He had a ring, bro. He hit me with the right, and he hit that nigga with the left. Left had the ring on the finger though.
You know how the whales get jumped.
That shit was so sick, yeah, though. I ain't never had no experience like that, but nigga just walk up.
Hey, that was the funny. I was at the house dying.
He was just like mad at me. That's the story of nigga how I got fucked up at Pakistan.
All right, we're gonna go on a little commercial break.
Nigga, Fortnite Yoshi kept making.
All right, we're back.
All right, so we went to the sushi spot. What's this?
All right,
this is about me blacking out.
Okay, back out.
And throwing up all over Miso House.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. It's my first blackout. So, okay, it was a hard ass. It was a crazy ass day. Hella shit happened at the house. All right, me and Miso meet up. We going out. Fuck it.
What day is this?
Is it a Friday or Saturday?
No, it was a Sunday, bro. It was a Sunday. It was niggas had work the next day, and I went.
Facts.
So we went to what? We went to some sushi spot and got some suki bombs. Sake bombs.
We went to Kensai
and got some sake bombs. Bam, bam. Threw those back, right? The minute we got, we left there and then went to, where do we go? Where's the spot in downtown?
Downtown, we went to,
fucking
McDonald's.
We went to Somar's, my nigga.
Bro, Somar Club.
And then we had two shots.
Somar's bar, right?
Two double shots of tequilas.
Two double shots.
Boom, boom.
Baby.
And then I walked away. We got drunk at that point. We was drunk. Niggas wobbled away to the closest bad bitch. And I was like, yo, let me get a. We talk. And the first bitch brought me a drink. And that bitch.
Hey, reverse psychology.
Yeah, the first girl brought me a drink, and it was a dark drink. And I was drinking tequila all night. I don't know what we drunk. It was a Jack and something or something like that. Threw that back, yeah. And then her friends came and was like, oh, we gotta go. She's too drunk. Da, da, da. And then took her away.
He's like, no, she's the perfect amount of drunk.
She's the perfect amount of drunk.
She knows exactly what she's doing.
Went to the next bitch, and then I got another drink. It was like Ciroc or something. I don't remember nothing after that. After that, everything is black.
All I see is this nigga in the middle of the dance floor.
In the middle of the dance floor.
Man. And I'm like, hey, Sammy, I walk up to him, he's like,
niggas was gone. I was gone. I was out of my mind.
I'm like,
oh my God. Hey. The next thing I remember is waking up in Miso's house and throwing up. Like three everywhere.
He's like, 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 he's like
You want me to start?
Oh, yeah, my black Tim's was gone.
Oh my god, I ain't wear them Tim's for a year.
All right.
I have to get professionally clean.
No. Off of alcohol.
He was so nervous for that.
Let me tell you my since you have a yak story, I'll tell you my yak story.
Yak story. Yak. What?
In the Ohlone bathroom in Santa Cruz.
Did I hear Santa
Ohlone?
The one
Cottage Tan.
You're in it, right? You're third floor, right?
Ohlone. That's the building.
Yeah, I love it. Was in that building.
You right. Live there, nigga.
The one with the elevator. Okay. All right, so
our building.
So we go to a frat party, right? I think it was just me, Andy, and Dominic. I don't even think you went, right?
The crew?
I don't remember.
Me, Andy, and Dominic one time went to a frat party. Yeah, without you.
Oh, that's fucked.
Because they look.
He telling his yak story. Yak story.
She just got hella quiet. Everybody's gonna listen to Yak story. It was better when it was more intimate.
All right.
So we go to a frat party, right? We're drinking hella, right? I think you wouldn't come. It was just me, Andy, and Dominic. That's crazy. I forgot to tell you this. All right, so we go. And then, so we get fucking teed and blasted, right? Because they have some cheap alcohol and fucking Kirkland beers. What are they called? Cold something or something like that. Whatever. Natural Nats, whatever they're called. But then we get hella tea. We come back to the room, right? And then I'm like, all right, I'm hella spinning. Let me close my eyes.
Oh my god.
That was the worst thing I could do. And I go, I stand up. I go to the bathroom, I just yak, and the personal ones that you can lock. So the whole time that I yacked it, right? And then Andy, I guess, tried to do the same thing, but it was locked. And he went to the seats right in front, you know, the seats, and yacked all over the seats.
This was the spot.
But the fucked up part is, I think everybody thought it was me. That's what I heard. But I only yacked in the bathroom, and they had a whole meeting, and I didn't even go to that meeting.
Vegas.
How about the one you went with us? You actually went with no. You did go with us. Remember, that's the way. Okay. That's okay. The one you drank the bottle, and then we're running up here, and then you yank.
That was the same thing.
Listen, Santa Cruz. This is Santa Cruz, bro. We went to this little frat party, right? And then
you bitch ass things, and that was the one.
Okay, so bro, it was me, Dominic, Chewy.
Dominic, Big Dominic?
Yeah,
Chewy. Dominic was my roommate, worst roommate ever.
And Andy.
The high-low-ed.
If it was
our roommates, we'd
have been fucking boiling.
Yeah. Me,
I'm sorry. Hey,
facts, huh?
But like, all right, so it was me, us four, right? It was like rush week, so we went to a frat party that night. They'll drive us there and they'll take us home. So that's joke, like, yeah, like that. That's what we like, shit. And it's free liquor and shit. So we like, fuck it. So we went all the way up to the
bookstore.
The bookstore was it? Oh yeah, we went to the books. It's like a little bookstore. And we buy our books and we met up there and we got picked up and they took us to a nice little crib. So we're there. It's a little frat party. Everybody, you know, chilling, playing beer pong, doing hella shit.
It's an Asian frat party.
A little Asian frat party.
They knew. Hey, they were all up on Andy and Danny.
No, negative.
Me and
Danny was the thug.
Me and Andy were just like.
Negative.
But then, so then they start giving us some cheap ass liquor, bro. Like some
Kirkland,
some Costco beer. Liquor, bro. Some like Kirkland.
Vodka, Kirkland.
Pour me one. It's the one closest to yours.
So they was chugging it, And then Kenny, I'm like, and it was kind of like one, two, three. Da, da, da. I was like, all right, man. I just necked it, da, 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 like, oh, like just.
Hey, I'm gonna take one of these.
Just shots. Go. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I'm just going. I'm just going in, bro.
Oh, my bad.
Can
you
go
in the corner?
That's right, bro. You know what we have to talk about?
That might be mine.
So what y'all doing? We got to talk about the Halloween.
We got to talk about the Halloween party.
How do you tag somebody?
Oh, yeah. After.
I want to talk about how we drove from SAC to y'all party.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. This is content. Hey, content. Content. Content.
You know that way, bro? They was all there, too, bro.
That's like damn class.
That's when you and Kaylin came?
Let me finish the story.
Let me finish the story. We just came all the way to you guys. Yeah, go ahead.
Let's finish the story now. So we're fucking like chugging this fucking Kirkland vodka, bro. This nasty ass. We all chugging it.
Hey,
you chugged it too, right? Two up. No, because I took a shot.
And then we've been taking two shots before you came out. Wasn't he in there for 10 minutes?
You saw it.
All right, all right. Tell your boy,
man.
Did he?
Look though.
Did he?
Hello, yeah. Hello, yak.
Content for the
hello, yak. Hello, yak. Hello, like this, like a little kebab yak. You know what I'm talking about?
That means it was a regular yak.
I was drinking before y'all came. I started early. Just a little. Hold on. But the content. So we all chugging this nasty ass vodka, bro. And we're like chugging that bitch, bro. So then we turned up, do whatever, and then we drove back. So we all get back. So and then Chewy went to his dorm, and him and Eddie.
And that's the story. That's my story.
Yeah. Him and Eddie yacked in their dorm.
Hey, tell me why.
This nigga
Dominic.
This nigga Eddie yacked in the bathroom, bro. Outside the bathroom.
Andy?
Yeah.
Tell me why. Tell me why Dominic.
Bomb.
Mike.
Remember him? Josiah.
Oh, yeah.
I texted you with five.
Big bro.
Yes, sir. That was Josiah right there.
He's out there.
You guys didn't go to Boston. Did we have some Boston stuff?
Because he actually went to that school, bro.
Oh, did
the Coast Guard. Coast Guard Academy.
Did he graduate?
We went to Cal.
He was there. Yeah. We was trying to Boston, nigga.
Hey, you remember?
But it had the dollar menu, and it didn't have a fucking dollar menu at McDonald's.
I was the first one to encounter that, and I was the one that made a big deal about it.
What the fuck? What you mean, nigga?
I told him, I was like, you have that chicken?
Commercial break.
We're back with Woods with friends, and we're here with Kaylin, and this is the second part. We just went on a break. This is a two break podcast. I'm about to roll while Kaylin tells the story of 420.
Man, but still in the
You remember
memory.
When Peter didn't even go there?
Still in the memory.
Me, you, and Jordan were the crew.
I don't even know how we skipped school that.
And then before Jordan? I mean, John?
How do we skip school?
Oh, that's your phone.
How do we skip school, though? I don't even know how we skipped school.
We did it. We had that day off. I wouldn't skip school. You remember? I wouldn't skip school.
No, you did. At least. No, you didn't. Me and John tried to make you so many times. Well, that was in senior year, at least.
Because I remember when you left, or when you and John left and got caught.
Thing,
all right, tell that story.
The senior year getting caught was some bullshit.
Oh, no.
I still, to this day,
tell you what story?
That shit.
Tell you what story's on my podcast? Evelyn's story.
You have that one?
Yeah. So I have a podcast on my... Right. So I have my point of view. I wanted to hear your point
but
of view.
From my making the brownie point of view?
No.
Or from like her.
You remember that was before?
Yeah.
Remember the Evelyn one? I made the brownies at my house. You remember
That was me. That was me and John. John came to my house 6 a.m. My mom left.
You remember I had it in my backpack. I gave it to you guys in sandwich boxes.
Me and John and Denise made them at my house that morning.
No. That was a different time.
So that means wasn't the time we got caught then. The second time was.
Look. You remember the day I came in? So I spent all night working on them, and I brought them in my backpack, and then they didn't let me in because my hair was too long, and I was like, damn, and then I called you guys, and I was like, so I just want $5 for each one. If you sell them for more, I'll let you whatever you want. So I gave them to you guys, and then John bought hella more off of me.
I'm trying to think. I swear I can put my money down that me, Denise, and John cooked up the brownies at 6:30 a.m. and had to be at the school or at the school by 8 or some shit.
You remember I had them in my backpack. I called you.
That was the first time when we sold them throughout school.
No, Evelyn. You remember they let me in because I didn't go to the
field trip?
I didn't go to the field trip, mm-hmm. Remember? And because they didn't let me in because my hair was too long. So that's why I gave them to you guys. The second time, I think you guys made them.
But that's the time we got caught.
No, the time you guys got caught was at the A's game.
When we were selling them because everybody was lit.
No.
I remember you selling me brownies, but I remember selling those at school. I sold those. I remember selling that.
You remember that day I didn't get to go to the field trip.
Exactly.
Because my hair was too long and I had them in my backpack, and I hit you guys up before school.
We had two batches.
Did you?
We had two batches then.
Because then John had a fucking eight.
Bro, he was throwing up.
Yeah.
So I do remember us hitting you up, us trying to link with you so bad because we made them at my house and we came to get them from school. From you. So we had two batches, bro.
Two batches. Yeah, because I made one and I just went home and smoked woods.
Exactly.
And then I just remember they didn't let me in because my haircut, and I gave them
to
you.
And I remember you texting us like, yo, you telling us you can't go, blah, blah, blah. Bruh. So that's what happened. John was going ham on the brownies.
So we had two batches.
Two batches. So I remember John had...
Who did Evelyn get the brownies from?
I think she got the second batch because the first batch was sold. The batch that you gave us, that shit was sold when we were still at school, parade or ceremony.
Yeah, you remember flat. I pre-sold them.
Exactly, yeah. So we sold them like that, and I sold some too. Then the senior class wanted more too. It was mine. The senior class for sure wanted more too. So me and John had the senior class, but you gave us like the class for the schools for that day. Eighth graders, ninth graders, whoever.
For the A's game.
Exactly, yeah. So that morning, we sold yours. We gave all yours away. When we were going to the game and shit, it's our batch that we gave to everybody on the senior trip.
Okay.
That one, I think that was the one that fucked everybody. John got off the bus. He starts yakking. He's in the back of the bus. I'm trying to talk him out of it. Bro, you got to get it together. It's niggas around, sergeants and shit, they're worrying. Like, what's wrong with you? They're trying to send you home. I'm like, nah, bro, you gotta thug it out. He throws up, all right, he thugs it out.
Were these sealed?
Mm-hmm. No. These just a popover. John fucking, this nigga, he cannot get it together. He's wild.
So he had two batches that day? He's walking
for two batches, because Denise came and helped us make the brownies. We made the butter. We was like, you the baker, help us make the brownies. She made the brownies. She was like, this consistency is insane, blah, blah, blah. We had a whole... It was messy at first, but then we had our nice batch as well. Bruh, this nigga, we get inside, people are tripping. My eyes are low. Evelyn's eyes are low.
I heard John was wearing glasses.
We were all wearing glasses. We were high, bruh. We were trying to... But the sun...
We
had a good angle, though, to where the sun is in our face. So we're all like... We're trying to use the sun as an excuse. Like, it's fucking sunny. What do you mean you want to take off our glasses? We're all squinting, using our hands to watch the game.
Man, I wish I was there.
Bruh, no you don't. Because I tried to leave. I just remember trying to leave and John following right behind me. I was good. They were like, hey, John, where are you going? As soon as this nigga turns around, of course, his big body reveals the small Kalen right in front of him. And Kalen, too. Get back over here. Nigga, I stayed down the street. I could have went home. I was almost out of there.
Yeah, you were bike distance.
I was almost there, bro.
All right. After this story, we need to tell the Jordan 420 story. How we walked on the train tracks,
bro. I for sure was there, though. Gone, almost out of the stadium.
What was her name?
The Evelyn?
No. The one you got the weed from last time? The White Widow? Supposedly, until the guys told us it wasn't White Widow. The girl that had a crush on you, what's her name? Dweeb. With the glasses.
Ashley! Bro!
She loved you.
Bro, and she... But she hooked it up that day because we were really searching.
Because it was a whole eighth for free, right? You got it for free.
No, that was like a quarter or so for free.
Yeah. Because like, it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
So and then the guys...
For free.
Bro, that guy's fucking was tripping. They started fucking up that fucking abandoned house. You remember that?
When we were walking, just over there waiting for her?
Yeah, when we were smoking, just... she was like, no. All right, this is the story. So... We went, we got the weed, and she was like, we were like, where was the good spot to smoke? She's like, I don't want to smoke, but there's a good spot to smoke. It's a bandit house.
Yeah.
You go in, and then three guys came, and it was like her partners.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, yeah, what's up? We know Ashley, whatever. And they started fucking throwing paint everywhere.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
I was like, come on, dog. Like, making it and then the lady on the neck in the house in front was like, hey, you kids, what are you doing?
We have to dip. Niggas have to dip, right?
And they did. The other way.
They were making it hot as fuck for us. Niggas could have been fine.
And nice. I had my night too. I was like, what's these guys doing?
Right. Nice solid transaction. I think Jordan had one too. And it's like, just like nice solid transaction, bro.
Because these guys were tripping. I was like, what the fuck?
Bro, they seem like weird ass now, bro. If I were to see them now, I'd just be like, yeah, y'all look like how I would imagine. Just like weird ass. That day was a lit ass day.
No, today was a crazy day.
I still tell people about that 420. I still tell people
that was like our first 420, right?
Yeah, my first ever one, bro. That's why it's like, you gotta remember that one. You gotta remember.
That was a good one.
We walked
and we were bullshitting for like at least an hour.
Bro, an hour. I was like, it does not take this long to get to my
house.
Maybe
even more. We're just bullshitting.
I'd say, bro, it takes us 20 minutes to get there, though.
Top favorite rappers go 1, 2, 3. We've been doing this in my podcast for
just
a while.
On the spot, top favorite rappers.
1, 2, 3, go. Starting from 1, 2, 3.
Absol, Girl Sweatshirt.
1-1. You have to name them 1, 2, 3.
In an order? Okay. I'm gonna go Earl 1.
Okay.
2, I'm gonna go Tyler.
Okay.
And 3, I'm gonna go Absol.
Alright, so let me tell you.
Those are my best rappers, lyric wise.
Alright, let me tell you mine.
Just are etched in my brain, etched in history.
Childish Gambino rappers. Is number one. Fuck everybody else, Childish Gambino, number one.
Wow, that's a strong one.
I'm just rapper 1 and 2, fire. Alright, number 2, Himanshu from That's Racist.
That, you know? I remember them, yes.
That's
yes.
My favorite. I still listen
is that
to That's Racist.
With the beard?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I still listen to That's Racist to this day. 3rd, Earl Sweatshirt, for sure.
Damn, that's a nice list.
Alright, let me light game me.
I heard Earl, That's Racist in a minute.
I still listen to him. You know, I seen Kool AD, one of the guys from That's Racist, at Burger King in downtown Oakland.
And you, I feel like you're the only nigga to recognize him.
Yeah.
I feel like nobody else.
Literally, I heard his voice. I was like, who's that?
Where was that? Downtown?
Literally, I was just listening to That's Racist. That's Racist.
Yeah. Downtown or where was I at?
Downtown Oakland. You know that Burger King, the hood one?
Okay. You know they closed that bitch down, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was working there, but I was working at Shark's Ice Cream.
Working at that bitch?
No, I was working at
Shark's Ice Cream. Yeah.
So for my lunch, I would go down there, and I was hella mad when it was closed.
To the BK.
Because I would have the coupons on my phone.
On deck, nigga. 2 Whopper Juniors for $4.
Yeah, I seen him. I was like, hey, bro, you're that guy. You're Kool AD from Dash Racing. He was like, yeah. He was with his partners or whatever.
Just bullying.
Yeah, because
this was like last year?
Yeah, last year.
2019.
Literally,
2019.
What's the military guys' day off? They're veterans? Veterans Day. It was Veterans Day. No one was around. And then he was there at Burger King. Cause he was just chilling with his partner.
Did you ask him any questions or anything, or what?
Like, what's... So I just went for lunch. I was already late to come back. Uh-huh. I just told him, "Oh, you're cool, AD," and I said, "What's up?" and whatever. I was like, "Damn, I have to go to work." And I went to work, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm cool, AD."
Bro, you could have asked him some questions, like, "But you still make music? Like, what's going on? What you doing out here?" Like,
no, cause he lives out here. But
is he from out here though?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Heems is from Queens.
The other nigga.
Yeah, the guy that
I like. How did they link then? You know how they linked?
They went to college together in New York.
Damn, so, but bro's from out here. I did not know that.
Yeah. You remember he has that line, he's like, shout out Mr. Cooper, opening credits, yeah. Hoping you get it, Oakland is proud.
Any albums you've been feeling recently? These new waivers?
New waivers, NLE Choppa, I like.
Wow. I'm going to be so honest, that's not an artist I expected from you.
I went to his concert, and the last concert, not the last concert, but one of the last concerts Juice WRLD had in Vegas. I went to Vegas for LS Fest, and I see NLE Choppa and Juice WRLD and
just walking on the street.
No. I went to his concert.
Okay.
So NLE Choppa opened for them, and it was Juice WRLD and Ski Mask the Slum God. So it was not Ski Mask didn't open for him. They had a concert together. You know how they had so many songs together. Yeah. That shit was
lit, nigga.
So I went to LS Fest. So it was one of his last concerts. So you know LS Fest? You know what that is?
The pretty much the supercar event.
Yeah.
Swinging ass nigga type shit.
Yeah. So you know Cletus McFarlane?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was just hella drifting, hella fucking drift races, hella fucking dirt races, mm-hmm. hella fucking
pretty much anything and everything to do with a car.
Yeah.
That shit was there.
Yeah.
I'll hear about LS Fest. I'll be wanting to go.
But LA. We gambled. We went to fucking Juice WRLD. That shit was lit. We're trying to go this year, but I'm moving jobs, so it's going to be hard to get my vacation time.
I heard you going to Vegas next month.
No, that's what I'm saying. So.
Oh, that's when it is.
So I just got a new job in San Jose, and it's going to be hard for me to get my vacation days. I had a hell of vacation days. For this job I had.
But not since you leaving. It's just done.
I just left today. Today was my last day.
Damn, I would have used sick days and shit.
I did. They gave it to me paid. They paid me.
That's pretty lit. They paid you out. That's pretty lit. Most jobs be like, fuck you, nigga. You leaving. That's it. Take your last check and go.
So, yeah, they paid me out for this jug.
You did say it was about a 30-minute drive. It's not bad.
And then they Ubered me home because I had to use the company car.
For the new job?
For the old job.
The old job. What the fuck? Y'all had a car?
Yeah,
I had a company. What the fuck did you have a car for? The fuck ice niggas need?
No, I was going to say.
The fuck ice niggas need a car for?
No, I was working at this internet company. Now I'm going to work at this IT, this security camera place and IT. But yeah, they Ubered me home.
What's your favorite strain?
Oh, top three strains go.
Top three strains?
So I don't need any of this, right?
I have no idea.
You got your lighter? I think I got a lighter, actually.
Top three strains? Ooh, that's kind of hard.
All right, you want to hear mine? Yours. Number one, because I already did this. Number one,
You do this all
Dragon time. Candy. Number two, number three. Let's just skip number two because I forgot. Number three, blue cut cookies. Number two, Kev's Burners Cherry Pie. So it goes, Dragon Candy, fire, exclusive strain, Burners Cherry Pie, and third, blue cut cookies.
Okay, that's a nice one.
That's
I can say for me, one.
Are you gonna grow this year?
I still am. So I'm coming out with this drink. KP cookies.
All right, go,
KP Impossible cookies.
Hey. I had a Lonely Boys for my podcast. Lonely Boys Runts.
What?
I had Boys Runts.
That can't be a thing.
So I just took Runts, and I just named it Lonely Boy Runts that I grew. And it was real Runts. I got some seeds
real
if you want
runts.
Some. Yeah.
We'll take some.
Yeah. See. I got hella seeds.
If it's real Runts, why does Runts, real Runts, have seeds?
Hella seeds.
Why?
Huh? Cause Kev had hella weed that was Runts. It was hella seeds.
Cause but it was real Runts. Sure.
We could talk to Kev. He was there. But I got hella seeds from him.
That's even a male plant though, I'm guessing. That's just my guess then.
Yeah. It was
just trying to sell it out. Sell it out is just a regular thing.
Maybe it wasn't a male plant because it did have some bud and I grinded it, you know, and I just separated everything and I smoked it. Cause he gave it to me a free. QP. Okay. Of the Runts, but it had seeds.
You said Lonely Boys OG.
Lonely Boys
Runts.
Don't.
Let's see. For me, that diamond blue cut cookies I bought for you. It was my first real zip and my first favorite strain. I want to say a classic. Niggas probably gonna hate me, but it's like, you got some fire blue dream.
Oh.
I'm rocking with it.
My first blue dream.
If you got some fire blue dream, I'm fucking with it.
I'm about to get some peas for blue dream. $6.50. So hit
some
me.
Some highest noise?
Yeah, some
like
green
some
door.
Some shit you could sell from like up there or not?
Nah. Okay. Green door.
Okay. My third.
But tell me if you need some, you got $6.50. They're about to come out in like a couple of weeks. Cause I know guy and fucking Humboldt.
That's of course. Should have known some shit. Humboldt ready.
So my blue
third,
dream.
I don't even know my third. I'm trying to think what strain did I have all the time. But honestly, Bubba, if I got a fire.
No. Tell you what, alright. Number four is the tie between Blue Dream and Jack Herrera. Because Jack Herrera, cool. You can't fuck it up.
Jack Herrera is cool. What was it? Bro, yeah. I feel like, yeah, mine. Diamond Blue Cut Cookies, Blue Dream, and a nice fire.
So we're gonna take some shots next. I'm gonna copy a shot. We go to the bar.
Y'all trying to get me lit. Girl wanted me to take an acid tab tonight. She's like, if you do a tab.
You remember that time we took one? By Oh My?
I didn't take a tab. The first time I did it was with John and Wyatt.
Oh, was it with me, John, and Wyatt?
I did drops, nah.
Oh, you remember when we were in the bus, though? Me and John did it, I think.
Which bus? For what trip? Oh, My trip?
No, not Oh My trip. We're just hanging out after school. And I think you were there.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
And I took some.
I'm like, I don't know how you niggas do it. No, now I can see how y'all did it. Like, going out and doing that shit. That's
just now, I don't even do that.
You don't? Really?
I don't do Zans. I don't do nothing.
Really?
Just weed and drink.
Wow. I thought you'd at least, like, dabbled in. Not, like, of course, do it.
Literally,
but, like, dabbled in.
Kev and Danny. Oh, no, Kev mostly. Danny knew, kind of. But they didn't even know I did pills and stuff. Because I only did it for, like, 1 year at school. I sold some.
Damn.
Me and my neighborhood, we decided to stop doing Zans and
that
other
shit.
Stuff.
Lean. Just too many niggas stuff. Dying and shit. Or just...
I remember when I first bought lean. It was chill.
I got a method for us.
Huh?
I got a method for us.
Yo, we'll hit it one more time.
I got a method where we can get some for it. Like...
Oh, you remember that one time we were at your house? And we went and... that one guy from Oh My knew my brother, and he put some in our wood or something.
John.
No, the Weddle.
I remember that day.
You remember that day? When we went to the
park. He put some inside?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good day. Bro, I remember I passed out off weed. I remember the strain. AK-47, my first time smoking it. Smoking it with John, Ari's older brother. Me and John, we skipped school. We were by my house. We were walking to the park, seeing him across the street at the park. Eden stayed across the street from this park, so of course Jordan.
Yeah, and his brother.
Yeah,
and her brother. You remember one time we hit him up?
Yeah. So I'm smoking with John. We smoke. John, I'm smoking with both the Johns. We smoke. Walk away. About five steps later. Bro, I just boom. John, both other John come running over. The big John I'm with picked me up like.
Oh, big John. You know he knew my brother too.
Yeah, that nigga. He's so cool.
They were all.
I run into him all the time.
They were all
he
cool,
cut
my
hair.
Brother.
Them niggas are cool. Them older niggas really like fuck with, I guess, art because of you and like other small instances. They just fuck with like our class for some reason.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe because they knew I knew that you knew me and I knew my brother.
But they all the older class would talk to me like they talked to me like I was one of them niggas. And yeah. I feel like because your brother had some pool apparently. Like.
Apparently.
Because when everybody be like, oh, you friends with Jesus. It's like, Jesus. My big ass, who is older brother than me. I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
He did.
That was back in high school. I was like, what the fuck?
He used to, I'm telling you, he used to sell a lot of drugs. That's how I used to get my drugs. I remember when I first started smoking.
That's cool how you stopped, though. Because, like, you started. Didn't you say you started early?
Let me tell you. When I was in eighth grade, we used to get a brisk fruit punch, put an ounce of lean, two Zans, and a shot of alcohol in
the
brisk.
Oh my god, what the fuck kind of combination is that, nigga?
We used to get fucking tea. Me, my brother, and my friend Owen, and my friend Riley, and hella of my friends of my neighborhood.
Niggas is getting whipped. That's too lit for me, bro. This is 8th grade. I remember you telling me you smelled the first time like 6th grade.
I'm like, no. 7th grade.
Yeah. I'm like,
can I see your lighter?
9th grade looking at you like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you?
But I remember when you, can I steal it from you? What the hell?
This nigga stealing lighters.
Don't ever disrespect. You need to come to my house again.
Bro, this
were you there when John was there?
Recently?
No, how long ago?
Nah, I don't remember.
And he was there.
In the house?
No, when we were in the front porch.
I went with John when we were in the house once.
Wasn't
he fucked up?
With the Jack?
Wasn't he
with
hot?
The Jack Daniels?
Wasn't he hot and fucked up? Wasn't he in the bathroom or like something like. We did not want him to walk outside the room because your pants and shit was there, bro.
Yeah, and then my auntie came.
Yeah.
Oh, so the funniest thing, my auntie, she's hella cool, though. She don't give a fuck. She be selling me alcohol. She be selling me weed.
But didn't she have her red flags up about John already?
Yeah, because he looked teed.
But no, before your family already had, like, questions about John.
No, they had a question about Peter.
Peter.
They didn't like, honestly, my parents are racist against white people.
We don't blame them.
It's
2020.
You know what my sister thought? She was like, what's that gay nigga doing in your fucking house? In your fucking room? I was like, gay nigga? He's like, smoking weed.
I would not let that shit happen is what you think.
I was like, I told him, gay nigga? We're just smoking weed, nigga.
I'd rather you say I'm smoking weed than say with a gay nigga. Damn. No offense, because you know. A lot of people
you want me to tell things. That story? Peter came to my house one time.
Yeah, why?
We walked from Bayfair from my house. You've done that walk before, right?
It's not bad, but it's long. It's long.
30 minutes.
Yeah. Because you got to go under the bridge. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, you've done it. You need to slide in my house one time.
Bro, I've been trying to tell Danny. This nigga Danny don't be wanting to swoop. I work off 98, but he works off Davis. So it's like, all right.
Could just take Bart one time to Bayfair. It's good. I'll swoop you. But, we be getting tea, me and Danny. But, yeah, one time Peter came, right? So it was afternoon. So my sister was asleep. So we go, we fucking hotbox my room. And Peter was like, you think we should hotbox? And I was like, yeah, fuck it, whatever. And I go, wake up my sister. She smells hella weed. Goes, drops me, drops Peter off, and then I come back. She just calls my mom. Like, it smells like hella weed in the house.
Well, while she's with
me. Yeah, it's like, and there was some gay nigga. I clearly heard her snitching on me. And that day, I just locked myself in the room, my room, and I was like,
trying to hear it out?
No, like, I just didn't listen to their knocks and just went to sleep.
Locked it. What happened after that?
Eventually after that one, they let me smoke. Because they seen my grades were good, and that I was going to Santa Cruz. And I swear, I tell this to everybody, I did not plan to go to Santa Cruz. My idea was to save money, move in with Peter and John, and grow.
That was the plan.
Wasn't that the plan?
That was the plan for a while.
And even Kalen was part of this plan.
That was the plan for a while. They're still on that quest.
Yeah. But the reason is I got accepted to Santa Cruz, and then Danny was like, hey, slide. And then Andy was like, slide. I was like,
fuck.
Yeah, I was like, I told.
It was a scholarship free ride.
Yeah.
There, so it's like,
yeah, kind of free ride.
Can't deny that.
And then I told John and Peter, like, yeah, my bad. I have to do this. And then.
When Manny dipped on him, that's when they got real hurt. When Manny said he done, like, kicking it with him, that's when they got hurt.
Whoa. Manny's done kicking it with Peter?
It wasn't permanent. It wasn't permanent. But he was at one point like, I can't kick with y'all anymore. Like, y'all not on my shit. I'm trying to do some shit with my girl. I'm trying to move to L.A.
What happened? Did he move?
He didn't move. He moved out of his parents' house or with his mom, but didn't move to LA, broke up with that girl, and she, you know, life shit happened. But it's just like, he for sure was told, like, I can't kick with y'all no more. And, like, you know, he sold him this plan, like, I'm with my girl.
I remember when, I'm going to recently, LA. I think he was trying to stay away from Peter, too, because, his little daughter, whatever, brother, whatever.
Manny's?
Little brother, whatever, little sister or something.
His little brother, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But wait, did Peter do something, or, like...
That he wasn't trying to get high.
Manny. Oh, cause yeah. That mean, remember, like, he was trying to be responsible, because he was, like, my mom snitching and shit. Like, she's tripping. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that, like, any person would, like, he wouldn't want to smoke in his house.
I remember when Manny didn't come for a minute.
Yeah.
And then...
Because he was trying to keep it cool. He was trying to kick it with his brother and shit.
You remember what... first time I met Manny. You know how I met him?
Through Wyatt?
Yeah, it was Peter and Manny, right? And then I was like, yo, Peter, whatever. And Manny was like, yo, you don't have your badge or something. You have to do push-ups. I was like, nah. I was like, no, I'm not going to do push-ups. I'm already out of school. And he was trying to yoke me up. I was like, nah.
Does not happen.
Because, you know, even with the sergeants, I didn't have it. I was like, nah, I'm not going to do push-ups. Yeah. I was like, that's illegal. You're like, I was like, that's illegal. I looked it up on Google. I was like,
I'm not in the actual service. I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah, I told them all the time. Even with the real people. Even when they made us do push-ups for PE, I was like, nah.
Not doing that shit. You were doing it until you realized it was your grade.
No.
You were faking it.
Literally.
You were faking it. You were fucking. So, on your knees. We are all doing push-ups. This nigga Jesus was not doing a push-up.
Literally?
That was...
Literally, I didn't even give a fuck about college. I didn't even think I was going to college. Until, for some reason, I got accepted.
That's fucking crazy. Nigga wasn't even trying and he gets accepted. And I'm trying my heart out.
Literally, I just took the college courses we...
That's why.
Oh, can we tell about the one we got kicked out the first day? Music?
You?
Oh, you weren't there. It was me, John, and Peter. But you remember you helped us on our last final project for music?
Who was it?
You remember Peter drew the pictures and we're doing a
presentation,
I'm rich, bitch.
It was our future song.
Yeah. I got hotels. No.
We got bitches.
Oh, we got bitches. We got bitches. We got diamonds. We got diamonds. Bro. Bro, and then you did the pictures. You would do the slides.
Yep.
But first day, we go there. Me and Peter and John are Tyler talking, and I'm like, just chill, bro. We're about to start.
This is music class.
Yeah, while we start, mm-hmm. And these niggas are still talking, and all three of us, because we're sitting together, we get kicked out. And then they're like, she was just like, go to the office. And then we're like, okay. And then we all leave, and then we're in that middle area between the second part of the building and to the main building.
Yeah.
And we're like, what does the principal office even mean? And then we're like, let's just leave and smoke wood. I was like, I got a blunt. And I was like, yep. And then we leave.
That first day.
Yeah. And they don't even tell us nothing. Next day, we come.
Nothing. The principal wasn't expecting y'all, bro. She didn't give a fuck.
The lady just like, hey, go to the principal's. I was like, principal? Who's the principal? I was like, I know the fat guy. What's his name? Orion?
That's a superintendent.
What's his name?
Kind of right, yeah. That's a superintendent. We ain't got no fucking principal at this school.
I was like, who's
it? We got guidance counselors.
Kellen's? Kellen's mom? Or Kellen's auntie?
Miss, the black lady?
Yeah.
Like, shit.
Hey, you remember this one? Kellen? Tell that story. Go, you tell
it. I don't even remember. Wasn't it somebody's mashed potatoes,
bro?
It wasn't even pudding or yogurt.
So, there was just mashed potatoes left on the table.
No, we don't know whose.
Yeah, unclaimed. We don't know whose.
Unclaimed.
And he's like, whose mashed potatoes is this? He's like, oh, nobody's? Sticks his finger in the mashed potatoes with gravy. Scoops it. Puts it in his... Oh, my.
And he just ate it. Like... Nobody.
All right.
It was nobody he knew, though.
Let's see where we're at the podcast.
Sorry. Nobody he knew. So that shit was fun.
Okay, we're perfect. One more story. Let me tell you this story, Ken.
We out.
All right.
Oh, we on
a
podcast?
Yeah, we on the podcast.
Yeah,
hey, you feel me? It's Leroy the boy, you feel me?
Shout out Danny. It's his birthday.
What's your
happy birthday,
media?
Boss.
You feel me? I don't like niggas following me, so you feel me.
You got any dates?
I got you. That hippie KP. That hippie KP.
Any dates? Like shows.
I do sell weed. I am branding for Backwood Brothers.
Oh, Backwood Brothers on everything, right?
On everything. Backwood Brothers on Instagram, Snapchat. That hippie KP for my personal. You can also buy packs and all. Branding, hoodies.
We're done?
Yeah, we are.
All right, guys. This is the end of the episode. You got any shows? Any dates?
Any dates? I do want to come back. I for sure have to come back.
Shows? Comedy shows? Stand-up shows?
Maybe next week.
End of April, I'm be in
April
Vegas 4th? All week.
April 4th.
And then after that, I'm be in Alaska for 2 days. Just because of popular demand. And this is the end of the podcast. Kaylin?
Thank you for having me. First time for everything. First time on a podcast. I do want to come back. This is lovely.
Perfect. Lovely. That's the end of the podcast.